Do you have a vocal style? Well, you've probably never thought about it. Maybe singers. But as a human, how do you use your voice in the world? What is your style? That's what I'm talking about on today's episode. I think you're going to find it interesting. I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin. And I'm so glad to have you with me today. As always, thank you for your downloads and shares and being a subscriber. Quick reminder before I get into today's episode, which is all about vocal style. This is winding down. I'm winding down. This is one of the last reminders about Voices of Success, my 8-week live online program. If you're thinking about doing it, jump in now. There are only 6 spots in the whole program. So you do get a lot of individualized attention. We meet weekly depending on the different time zones. We, you know, once everybody is enrolled, then I pick a time that works for everyone. A lot of interaction with me. There is curriculum, of course, that will help you find your voice and get your voice out there, get your voice out there in such a way that makes people listen, using your voice in conflict, using your voice to get more of what you want, get to the next level. That's what we cover in all of the, in the program. A lot of interaction with me. And it's just, it's great having a group. I know a lot of people think they might not like a group, but it really ends up being a supportive, wonderful thing. Now, just so you know, there are some major bonuses with the Voices of Success this next round. It's actually, I'm giving 4 bonus weeks. So it is a 12-week program. And you're also getting access to quite a few of my videos, and you get a one-on-one session with me. So tons of bonuses. Listen, the bonuses are supposed to end December 10th, but if you want to join the program as a podcast listener, if the bonuses have been taken down, which they may not be until the 15th, just send me an email, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com, and we'll get you those bonuses as a listener. This program starts in January. So if you want your spot, if you want to secure your spot, you want to get it now. And the link is in the show notes, or you can go over to CaptivateTheRoom.com under the Work With Me tab, Voices of Success. It'll say 8-week program, but you're really getting 12 weeks. Now, today I'm going to talk about vocal style. I talked a little bit about this in my presentation at Podcast Movement, not a lot, but it might be something that you've never thought about before. What is your vocal style? Probably didn't even know you had a vocal style. I have a clear vocal style. You probably have figured that out by now. I love it when I am working with one-on-one clients and they come over and listen to my show to see what I do, and then they come back and report back to me what they heard. I gravitate to quiet bits. I use all the bits, but I gravitate to quiet. It's my favorite. I also have a lot of vocal energy. I'm really gregarious. I tend to even over-exaggerate sometimes. I don't think that in real life I'm all that dramatic, although some people would say that I am. But I do know that when I'm teaching, like in this podcast, or when I'm working with clients, I do tend to overemphasize a little bit. Just that's just from years of teaching and trying to make sure what I'm doing is clear. Now, what's your style? Well, let's start with, what is your gift? And this is something that I really worked on with everybody in Voices of Success this last round. You have a gift. I don't know what your gift is, but what is your gift? Your gift might be explaining things that are complex in a simple way. I've heard that from so many people I work with, of course, because my people are very analytical. Your gift might be that you can make light of things that could be heavy. You're able to express them in a positive way rather than a negative way. You have the ability to call out what's important. You have the ability to fill in what's important and, you know, use a lot of language that people understand in complex ways. I don't know. What's your gift? What are you good at? And like I say, I hear from a lot of my people that they can express things simply. I hear from a lot of people things about complex material. So you want to first start with what is your gift? And I know you're like, what does this have to do with vocal style? Well, I'm going somewhere with it. The reason you have to figure out your gift is because most of the time, the very thing that is your gift, you are trying to hide it under a bushel, and that's what's affecting your voice. That's what is keeping you flat, monotone, playing small vocally, no vocal energy, because you are trying to be what you think I want you to be. Well, I don't want to explain it simply because that would be too simple. Well, I don't want to make light of it because that could be bad. You know, you've got all these reasons why things are not going to work, why things are bad. And so you're working really hard on not revealing who you are, not revealing your gift. And the way it's coming out in your voice is like you're holding on to the big information and you don't want me to have it because you don't really know what I'm going to think or say. So you're just going to lock everything down. Everything's flat, everything's small, everything's low energy, everything's just kind of, you know, here. So you have no style. So the first way to figure out your style is to figure out your gift and start revealing it. And the way that you go about that is stop deciding what I'm thinking. Stop deciding what I'm going to say or do. And we spend lots of time on this in the course because it's a big issue for everybody. They're up in their head thinking about what I'm going to say or do. You have no idea what we're going to say or do. And here's the really tricky thing. Here's the important thing. I may very well want you to say it. I may very well want you to reveal that gift to me. People tend to keep that gift hidden because you think we're not going to like it, and we could be sitting here desperate for you to reveal it to me. So when you reveal who you are, you're making bolder choices automatically. You're making bolder choices organically, because you're not worried about what I'm going to think anymore. And I may very well want you to be bolder in your words and how you deliver them. I may be desperate for you to stop being quiet and flat and keeping everything like this. So you've got to get it out of your head. Stop thinking about what I'm going to do or what I'm going to think. You've heard me say this before. What are people thinking about you? They're not. They're busy thinking about themselves. They could be really wanting to know who you are. So you've got to start figure out who you are. What do you want to say, and reveal it? Because just by revealing who you are, you're going to have a little bit of a vocal style. You may go a little faster. You may be a little more energetic. You may be quieter. You may be slower. but there are going to be variances in your variety, no matter what your core is, because you care about something. And as soon as you reveal to me who you are, you're going to reveal to me what you care about by organically making choices in vocal variety. You're going to organically start stressing words. You're going to just, and when I say organically, I mean automatically. You're going to just automatically reveal your excitement, which is going to ramp up your vocal energy or give you a speed shift. All of a sudden, as you reveal to me who you are, your real voice is going to start revealing to me who you are, what you care about, what makes you angry, what makes you sad. That's going to all start coming out. And it's not as long as you hold on to your gift and your style because you're trying to do what I want you to do. That leaves you playing small and hiding and just not really wanting to be heard, even though you do want to be heard. So you'll start making bolder choices. And that's the next thing. I want you to start making bolder choices because that's how you're really going to develop your style. I really like quiet. And I really fully commit to quiet or whatever it is that I'm doing. And let me put this in an organic, automatic way for you. I'm talking kind of technical right now, bold choices in a technical bit, in a technical element of variety. I want bold choices in you revealing who you are. Revealing that it's my style to get a little loud when I talk about pizza. It's my style to get a little quiet. It's my style to talk to you like I've known you my whole life. It's my style to get a little fired up when I'm really passionate about something that's not working out. Do you see where I'm going with this? So from a technical perspective, we can look at your vocal style by first looking at what you do vocally, especially in the areas of vocal variety, the five elements, and we can figure out what's missing. You're missing pausing. You're missing breathing. You're missing vocal energy. You know, what are you missing? You're missing stress words. Figure out what you do. Figure out what is missing and then implement them in. Practice them. Well, I don't add enough emphasis to words. So you want to practice that. You can practice it by just talking out loud and trying to roll it in. Or you can practice it by reading a book out loud and adding emphasis to words as you're reading along. That's technical approach. Organic approach or automatic approach is just focus on revealing what you feel. When you focus on revealing what you feel, your style is going to come through. And then you want to start speaking with your style. I use quiet. I use a lot of connection phrases. I have high vocal energy. I speak with my style. People know me. People know me from my style. No style is the only wrong style. Not revealing who you are out of fear is the only wrong, and it's not really even wrong. Because I don't believe in wrong voices or bad voices. But what we are longing for is the very thing that you aren't letting us have because you're afraid of what we're going to say and do. We want to know who you are. We want to know that you get a little louder or you get a little quieter or you go a little slower. So that's what your vocal style is. And it is in that keeping people, you know, keeping yourself from revealing who you are that is keeping you from having a vocal style. You want to captivate the room. You want to have a voice that makes people listen. You want to make a bigger impact with your message. It starts with revealing who you are and creating from that a style, a voice that makes people listen, a voice that takes people on a journey. And all of that comes from vocal variety, energy, vocal energy, where you're adding emphasis to words, where you're pausing, how you're revealing who you are. So think about it. Think about what is your vocal style. For many of you right now, my vocal style is that I am terrified to say what I need to say. That's your vocal style. Your vocal style is just say nothing. And so that's the first part of your style that might need to be adjusted is, how can I learn to say what I need to say? Well, first, by remembering, we may very well be looking for you to do it. We may very well be hoping that you're going to say what needs to be said or reveal what needs to be revealed. I've seen that time and time and time again, especially in the course, because I get to, you know, we're all kind of working on the same thing. And it's common with everybody. But in the course, you know, you're all there together. And what I find 9.9 out of 10 times when somebody finally goes out there and puts their voice out there and shows people who they are and really creates a style is that everybody was happy about it, was that they started getting what they wanted. They had been afraid of using their voice to the boss, been afraid of revealing who they were to the coworkers. And when they finally, with some technique and encouragement, shifted that, everybody was so thrilled. So the reaction that they had been anticipating, and I'll go ahead and say the negative reaction that they had been anticipating forever, was just the opposite. It was just the opposite. They started getting way more of what they wanted. They started getting better feedback. They started speaking with a voice that made people listen. And all that was really about was revealing who you are and creating a style. What is your style? Is your style to sit back and ask people to let you pause? Or is your style to, you know, jump right in there? And that they're all good. So think about it. Think about what your style is. And, you know, let me just say this before I wrap up, because I think it's important. I will probably do an episode on, I've been gone a month now, a lot of big projects. And the last part of the project, I had a whole lot of opportunity to walk my talk with people that would not listen to me. And so I just want to say this little caveat about what is your style and figuring out what you need to say and how you want to say it. There are always going to be people that are going to give you pushback. There's a whole lot of people that you think are going to say things or think bad things that aren't. And that's what this episode is about. This is where I want to see the shift happen, is in that fear of people saying and doing things that's just not real. It's just not going to happen. But I want to say that there are always going to be people that are going to be difficult. They're not going to listen. They're not going to respond. They're challenging. And I had 4 weeks of them, and I'm really excited to tell you about it because it was intense. And so for those people, you know, certainly don't start trying your new voice techniques out with those people if you can avoid it. But also with those people, just know who they are. And know that that's not about you. The people that gave me pushback after pushback after pushback, it was not about me. It's who they are. Then comes the decision about, you know, how to deal with them. Do you want them in your life? All of that. And I'll do an episode on that for real. So just know that. I don't want you to try this. And the reason I'm saying this is I don't want you to try this out one time and then come, nope, that didn't work because those people are horrible. Well, there are horrible people, but it still warrants trying it. People that have been in the class, generally it's a boss, it's a coworker, sometimes it's a family member that they're really scared to put their voice on wings to. And every time it turns out that they were afraid for nothing. In fact, the relationship improves, everything gets better. I mean, it's so exciting. So I want you to try this out. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. You know, you can find me over at Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. And if you're interested in the Voices of Success program, I hope you'll jump in there. I'll be talking it up just a little bit longer, and then it'll be time to move on and get things wrapped up for the rest of the year. So that's it for today. Until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at CaptivateTheRoom.com and be sure to grab The Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.